You're listening to Jazz 88, and my guest today, saxophonist and arranger Bob Mintzer. He is coming to town with the Yellow Jackets Wednesday, January 21st at Dakota, and it's going to be an incredible concert. They have a new CD out. It's called Fasten Up. Bob Mintzer, thank you so much for being with me here on Jazz 88.
Thank you, Patty. I'm honored and happy to be with you.
Let's start by talking about your new CD, your new album project called Fasten Up. And I know you're going to be bringing the Yellow Jackets to the Dakota to play music from that and your other selections. But one of the songs on there that really hits me is something called Coming Home Baby. I first heard that song, David Sanborn and Marcus Miller. But I want to ask you, you just chose that one and I love it. You bring such a different treatment to it. Talk about that for a moment.
Well, yeah, we need to go back. Ben Tucker wrote this tune. I think maybe one of the first recordings was Mel Torme singing Coming Home Baby. Yes, and followed by Herbie Mann, who also did a version of Coming Home Baby. And when I was, I want to say 13, I went to a little jazz workshop in the next town over. I grew up in a suburb of New York City. And that was one of the tunes that we played in this little workshop. And it just stuck in my brain, you know. And so it's funny. I might be walking my dog and I'll hear music coming out of a car radio with a certain kind of feeling or a certain kind of beat. And it catches my attention. So I'll run home and program something similar to that beat or that groove into my laptop. And then I just start playing around with it. And for whatever the reason, the tune Coming Home Baby popped out and it seemed to work well with that groove. Now, you know, I mean, it's my nature to then take a song and kind of play around with it harmonically and form-wise and whatever. I mean, I wrote a bridge to Coming Home Baby because the tune itself is kind of short. And I felt like it could use, you know, a little more material. And then I play around with the harmony and whatever, and maybe add like a section, which I did at the end, or this little harmonic progression, which is the intro and the vamp going out. And there you have it. So that became, you know, one of the tunes, the first tune on the record and one that got quite a bit of airplay for probably an assortment of reasons.
That's the song Coming Home Baby here on Jazz 88. It's a new one off of the Yellow Jackets Fasten Up disc. Bob Mintzer is my guest, and I want to talk a little history with you right now, Bob. How long have you been with the Yellow Jackets?
Oh, gosh. I've been in that band for 35, going on 36 years. The band started in 1979, so we're talking 47 years later, and it's seemingly going strong. None of us thought it would last this long, but it just keeps going, and we're very pleased. The band started, of course, with Robin Ford and Jimmy Haslip, Ricky Lawson, and Russ Ferrante, and it was Robin Ford's band, and they were, in fact, doing a Robin Ford record, and Tommy LaPuma, the producer, had an idea for that configuration to do a little side project, and they did a demo and then got signed by Warner Brothers, which became the Yellow Jackets. And Robin Ford shortly thereafter peeled off, and then Mark Russo joined the band in the early 80s until 1990, at which point I joined the band. One other personnel change was Ricky Lawson left to go on the road with Michael Jackson, and William Kennedy, great Bay Area drummer, took over. 2000, Will Kennedy left for a 10-year hiatus. Marcus Baylor took Will's place. Will came back around 2010, at which point Jimmy Haslip left. we played with Felix Pastorius for 3 years. That's Jaco's son, one of Jaco's right. sons. And then we picked up this Australian fellow named Dane Alderson. That was 10 years ago.
My guest is Bob Mincer. On the 21st of January, Yellow Jackets performing at the Dakota 7 o'clock show. And I want to say that any time that I've listened to the Yellow Jackets, it's still the same intention, Bob, isn't it?
An important thing to note is there's no leader. There's no designated grand poobah in the Yellow Jackets. We're all equal members and have equal say musically, philosophically, emotionally, and as a result, you get this cohesiveness that kind of acknowledges the fact that the whole is better than the sum of the parts, and I think that contributes in a big way to the sound of the Yellow Jackets, which is very identifiable. I think it's important to note we are an ensemble. That's the primary focus, you know. Yes,
yeah.
We all have our featured moments, but the real crux of this thing is the ensemble playing. You know, there's this interactivity that really makes for this beautiful, warm, friendly sound. And that's what we go for. That's what the band has always gone for, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, don't you think it's what keeps you coming back for more?
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, why wouldn't you come back? So on that subject,
yes.
As you can well imagine, 47 years later, the band has a massive repertoire. And what we try to do is never play the same set twice. We're always rotating music. And so you may come hear the band, it's 8, 9, 10 times. And not only will the repertoire be different, but we're different people and we're relating differently at that point in time. And it's going to be a different thing. You know, it's we welcome variety and, you know, side trips and whatever may happen. We love that, you know.
I'm Patty Peterson, your host with Jazz 88, and we're talking to Bob Mincer, saxophonist with Yellow Jackets, and he's got his fingertips in so many other wonderful projects. That now that we've talked about the concert and the new CD called Fasten Up, Bob, we know that you have been in the Twin Cities many times, including the Dakota, and performing even with our Jasmine Big Band here. But I wanted to touch on your work with some other areas of your life. For example, the WDR Big Band and the album that the Yellow Jackets put out called Jackets XL. Touch on that for a moment because it really speaks to all the pieces of music that live inside of Bob Mincer.
Well, I worked initially with the WDR Big Band in the late 80s. In the 90s, the Yellow Jackets went and did two different productions with the band, was asked to be their chief conductor. But I had moved to California shortly before that, had a full-time teaching job at the University of Southern California, was touring with the Yellow Jackets and doing an assortment of other things, and I didn't feel like I could do this, so I declined the offer. And they came back with a sort of secondary offer that was doing half of the chief conductor duties, and then we wound up splitting between myself and Vince Mendoza. One of the projects that I had always had in the back of my mind was to do something with the Yellow Jackets and record it. And that's what we did. And I knew it was going to be great. And it was just this wonderful collaboration. It went down so smoothly and everybody had a great time. And hence Jackets XL was born.
What a great name, Jackets XL. Seriously, it is. Yeah. Grammy material too, from what I understand. But back to the Yellow Jackets, yeah. Who are performing at the Dakota on the 21st of January in chilly Minneapolis. Bob, you know, there's so many parts to you and the Yellow Jackets, but I want to find something out that I love to talk to my musician friends about, and that is when you think about your whole expanse of your life, your teaching, the Yellow Jackets, the WDR Big Band, and many other endeavors, is there something that stands out as one of the high points for you? I always love to know that.
Gosh, I've had so many high points. You know, it's been an endless chain of high points. I mean, I feel very fortunate. I've got to play with all the people I set out to play with, and you know, gotten to travel the world playing the music I hear in my head and feel in my heart. My whole life has been one big high point, I'd have to say.
That's amazing. And you really have to work at not only the music business part of it, because with all of these endeavors, you have to plan ahead with the Yellow Jackets, plan ahead with your teaching, plan ahead with WDR Big Band, and plan ahead for some life. And you've done it beautifully.
Time management is really critical in you know, the way I view life. And I work really hard. You know, my wife will tell you all about that.
Yes.
I think she wishes I worked a little less hard, but it's what gives me joy and keeps my mind engaged and working properly. But, you know, I have to be very disciplined in the way I partition my time. Being an arranger, I mean, I'm writing 40 to 50 big band charts a year. You know, writing for the Yellow Jackets. I've written some orchestral music, some chamber music, playing with five or six different bands as well as the Yellow Jackets. There's a lot to this, you know, and I keep learning and refining my process. But, you know, I go to bed early, I get up early. If I'm on the road, I don't go to the bar after the concert, I go to bed. You know, and I try to get enough rest, because if you don't get enough rest, it's hard to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
I try to eat well. I exercise daily. I do things to assure that I think well and, you know, try to be in gratitude. I try to be a cooperator, somebody that's on the team, you know, somebody that's pleasant to be around. You know, all these things allow you to then partition your time in such a way where you can get a lot done. I'm taking care of the vessel. And I think why that's so important is, you know, as you mature emotionally, spiritually, and so on, musically, artistically, you know, you're more adept at whatever it is you're doing and have a better understanding of it. So my way of thinking is I want the body to be able to perform in this, you know, refined state of being and thinking. So, you know, if I'm more enlightened and I can't get out of my chair, that's not a good thing, you know? So
all part of the process. I love it. It's just great that I captured that from you. That's incredible. My guest is Bob Mincer from the Yellow Jackets. They're coming to town to do a concert at the Dakota January 21st. And there's a new CD out as well called Fasten Up. And the band is Will Kennedy on drums, Dane Alderson on the bass. That is Russell Ferrante on the keyboards. And of course, Mr. Bob Mincer on the saxophone. And Bob, I will tell you that as I get smooth and contemporary jazz here at Jazz 88 in Minneapolis for my show called The Playroom, I will always feature Yellow Jackets when I'm talking about the real musicians starting it out, creating that contemporary jazz sound. And it's very important to the Yellow Jackets to keep things real. And you have done that all of these years, and I thank you.
Amen, and thank you, Patty, for all you do.
Well,
thanks,
it's my
for you
pleasure.
And your whole family.
Thank you, many
so.
Blessings, and we'll see you in Minneapolis on the 21st of January.
Indeed, I look forward to it.
Me too, have a great day.